Recorded Books presents Every Dog Has His Day by Janice Thompson. Narrated by Brooke Hoover. Chapter 1. Monday, September 11th.
You have got to be the cutest little thing I've ever seen in my life.
I adjusted the leash on the wriggly red dachshund and did my best to hold her in place so I could clip her nails. In true doxy style, the little dog wailed as if I were killing her. Dachshunds were nothing if not predictable. Silly girl. I had to laugh at the little drama queen. You've just been saved from a life on the streets, and you're whining about a pedicure? Really? Do you know how many dogs would love to be in your shoes right now? I gave her an empathetic look. Okay. Paws, not shoes. She settled down as I finished the clip and carried her to the bathing area. Little Miss relaxed against me as I lifted her into the bubbly water, but she rejected the idea of the bath quickly, offering almost as many yelps over the tepid water as she had the nail clippers. You're something else, I laughed as her little legs took to paddling in the shallow water. Maybe I should call you Drama Queen. Hey, Isabel, how's she doing? My coworker said as she popped her head in the door. I glanced over my shoulder at Marigold and shrugged. She's a dachshund. How do you think she's doing? Mary entered the grooming area and took a few quick steps my way. She's certainly feeling better now than when we brought her in last night. She was in rough shape at the time, poor thing. Do you need help holding her down? Maybe. She's small but slippery. I turned my attention back to the dog, who was now crawling up my arm, leaving scratch marks with the newly clipped nails. Man! Mary slid into the spot beside me and reclipped the leash to its holder above.
Where did you say you found her?
I asked as I lathered the pup with my favorite floral-scented dog shampoo. In a really expensive neighborhood in Houston called River Oaks, Mary held tightly to the leash while I worked. Parker and I were in Houston already, at a ministry event, when the call came in from a Houston-area rescue asking for help. This slippery little weasel had evaded them for a couple of days.
And she's not chipped? I asked.
Nope. The pup twisted, and Mary ended up getting wet. The microchip part struck me as odd. Pedigree pups were usually chipped and well cared for. This poor baby was muddy and a little on the thin side. She has bite marks on her. I pointed to a spot just above her tail and another near her neck. Yeah, Dr. Kristen examined her last night and pointed those out. No telling how long this poor little girl had to survive on the streets, but it's obvious she took a beating while out there. That made me love her all the more. The pooch wriggled once again, causing a splash of water to wash up and cover Mary's scrubs. Ugh! My friend took a giant step back. Told you she was slippery. I adjusted my position as I worked the shampoo into a luxurious lather and lightly massaged it into her fur. Mary swiped her hands on her shirt.
When we first got to the location to look for her, she wanted nothing to do with us. It took several minutes to coax her to us, but food did the trick. She was so emaciated and dehydrated that Kristen ended up giving her fluids.
Would you believe she came up to the clinic at 10 last night to do that? I did believe it and said so. Our vets were remarkable and completely supportive of Mary's rescue pups. Between that and the bite marks, she was in really rough shape. Mary turned her attention to the sweet little dog. Weren't you, girl? But you look better now.
That's awful. But you're right. She's so thin I can see her ribs. Poor baby.
Are you absolutely sure she's not microchipped? Mary nodded. Parker checked right away, and I checked again after we got back to the clinic last night.
But she's a purebred miniature dachshund, I argued, giving the dog a second look. It's very rare to find a dog like this running the streets.
Mary shook her head and reached for the leash once again to still the tiny dog. Not as rare as you might think. She's my third doxy in 6 months. They're runners, and let's be honest, little dogs can be a handful. Some owners don't come looking for them after the fact.
That's horrible.
I paused to scratch the dog behind her ears, and she
Sample complete. Ready to continue?